These notices were not authorized and should not have been put up, especially in view of the fact that the Property Tax Amendment Act 2024 is not yet law. My investigations have revealed that some of the staff in the Board of Inland Revenue, after becoming aware of the provisions in the amendment bill, took it upon themselves to do this with apparent good intentions, but without authorization and without my knowledge or consent. This is not the way that a cabinet decision should be communicated to the public, especially on a matter as sensitive as this. I am disappointed that this procedural lapse occurred, and it is my hope and expectation that the public servants involved will learn from this mistake.